It's surprising and interesting to me that she won both prizes, which I don't think is probably common. I mean, if you know, sometimes the public vote doesn't always marry with the kind of the jury vote, and I was really excited from the moment that it was announced that she had won the public prize. So that was very interesting to me, because one of the reasons that we felt strongly about the work was that while it was very much about a local relationship to a former Soviet occupation, as it were, or words to that effect, it was also a metaphor for the way in which we can be fundamentally changed by laws and by repressive regimes and so on. So I actually remember thinking at one point this was not just a work for here, it was a work for many places. And I actually think that it has potential to be understood in many parts of the world, in relation to partition in South Asia, in relation to the issues in the Middle East, in relation to many different struggles where people are shaped by these huge forces which are taken for granted and everything is normal, but you just can't take a photograph of yourself next to the sea, and that you can't be on the beach even though you live by the sea and you grow up in that world, because the powers that be have created this construct in which you happily exist and you carry on as though everything is normal when it absolutely isn't. So I thought we all felt compelled to agree with it, both as a local, as a work which has a lot of resonance locally. And I dare say it may have got the public vote because of that. But at the same time, I think it was also a very difficult challenge to deal with the very interesting and rather strange yet beautiful idea of the idea that of how mankind sets up the most bizarre relationships to the land, and in this case to the sea, owing to political beliefs and military kind of impositions, and the idea of these kind of bizarre narratives that are imposed on people. So my very long end sentence ends with the idea that we thought it was a work that actually had an extraordinary way of dealing with those types of moments in your life where you're waking up and you're coming into a world where you realise things shouldn't really be like that. You know, that you might be okay with it, you might be, as many of the people say in the interviews, that they didn't see it as wrong, you know. I can well imagine being young and being of a generation a similar generation to my own, I have to say, being young, you know, but I didn't learn how to dismantle a machine gun or how to treasure plastic bottles that are washed up on the beach, or to be excited at a Coca-Cola bottle in the same way. And I thought that this is why it was, for me, just profoundly interesting. And I don't mean that in an exotic way, and that's what I want to get across, is that I don't think we thought, oh, this is important because it's Soviet nostalgia. It's more than that, and it somehow makes you think more about how we live in worlds in which, as I say, we just sometimes don't see how controlled we are.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that it resonates internationally.
Yes, because I think
it felt really local to me.
No, I thought that when you have to, forgive me, I mean, yes, and there's no question it will have a meaning and an impact with both the people of this particular area in which the films are made, but also beyond that, and to people in Riga visiting this exhibition, it will be very fascinating for them, because they will have all had or been touched by this world that they're describing. You know, the idea of it being a relationship with the former Soviet situation, and my way of looking at it is, yes, there is this, but there's also beautiful shots in which you're looking at the sea. And sometimes I think what art should and can do is transform what you're thinking about that thing you're looking at the time. And so suddenly the sea is imbued with this idea of it being a border, being a controlled state. Everything I don't normally associate with the sea is suddenly shifted and suddenly being reinterpreted. And I thought that was the genius of it, because actually it's quite difficult to negotiate all these headphones and the projection, and it's not just a great painting of the sea, but what it's talking about, as many great paintings about the sea do, is something beyond a reading of it which is just on the surface and somehow a given. It's saying, you know, look again, and look again through our eyes, because even something like the sea can become subject to a certain politics or a certain control. And that's what I thought was amazing about it. People do not associate something like the sea as something you can control. So when they're talking about having a situation where they weren't allowed to be on the beach or to photograph themselves with the sea in the background, and that the photographs and the boats returning from the sea would be checked, I thought this was really phenomenal. And I just think about the Instagram age and how we always like to photograph ourselves with something in the background or surrounded by something which is people, which something which is important to us, for instance. And here it was just showing you how far-reaching certain controlling things can get to you in that way. So I'm not being very clear myself, but that is also what I liked about the piece, that it's talking to something, in my view, across, it can be taken across other subjects and applied.
Can I also ask you about the other works that you saw? Because yeah. You said that it was a terribly tough choice.
It was, because I think overall it was very interesting to see the spread of media, the spread of different types of art being produced and how artists were addressing themselves to certain technologies in terms of augmented reality, or for instance, or in terms of the way in which you could sort of biotechnology, this idea of climate change, the way in which new media extends into these types of researches about the Anthropocene and so on. And I think there was very interesting signs of, as I say, artists working with these extensions of former new media practice, so very up to speed and engaged with the world in which we live and those technologies that can be used by artists. And then I think in the same way there was also a sense of a reflective aspect to the works as well. The idea of, you know, situations in which people had felt they needed to go into self-imposed exile to escape a certain kind of political and social construct which was not possible for them to operate in, and that sense of how fragile certain histories are, that sense of not just nostalgia but a need to really understand, especially in this part of the world, the recent past. So you had all of these things, along with some very, as I say, interesting works that I thought rather wonderfully dealt with how we might be thinking and changing our thought patterns because of technologies as well. It just had a really interesting spread of thoughts and ideas. So across the board, across all the artists and the collectives, there was that sense of people really being experimental, really trying to push their own limits. I was very interested to see some of these installations in certain cases again. I was fortunate to see some before, but also it was wonderful to see works that I hadn't seen before, and I only wish I'd seen certain works shown in old boats and so on, because that piece was a very popular work with the jury, I know. But it was just that there was, as I say, it's always tough. At the end of the day, prizes are very difficult beasts for artists and for juries and for everyone involved, because there has to be this one person who wins, which is tough. It's never easy. But I'm very, very pleased with the work and the artists that we selected.
Do you see something interesting for Tate Modern, to some artists to cooperate with, maybe?
I think what's always really important for Tate in London is that we have a very international outlook. We are engaged in many areas around the world. We are collecting art from Australia, art from Latin America, art from Northern Canada, and so forth. My point there would be that we are very open to dialogue with artists in parts of the world, such as Latvia, and we come regularly. Myself and my colleagues are, as much as possible, trying to be here often, and we indeed are. In fact, I think last year we took a group of our patrons around Riga, and we followed the Baltic Triennial, and we really are always going to keep an eye on this part of the world. It's producing very interesting ideas, very interesting artists, and it very much fits with our interests at Tate.